the best ties. Brioni and Hermes make the best ties. And I must say, as I keep mentioning Brioni, that they graciously supply me with my clothing for the apprentice. The best shoes. I love a variety of high-end shoes. I can remember when I thought some good shoes were great, until I found some really great shoes. The price was substantially greater, too, but after wearing them, I can't go back to the others. I also find that they last for a much longer period of time, so that the real cost is actually less. The best jewelry. I go to Graff, Harry Winston, Asprey, Tiffany, and Fred Leighton for jewelry. Asprey has been around since the 18th century, and their jewelry makes the most beautiful women look even better. In addition to gems, Asprey is also famous for their silver, leather, porcelain, and crystal. Asprey's flagship store is in the Trump Tower, so I can slip in there whenever I want, almost always to buy something from Melania. You can buy a gift for anyone there, and the salespeople are excellent. Winston and Graff have, I believe, the best diamonds in the world. The best golf equipment. If you're new to the game, you don't have to invest a lot of money to buy a decent set of clubs. Kerry Steffen, the golf pro at the Trump National Golf Club, tells me that only good golfers can tell the difference between good and bad clubs. It is important to buy a set of clubs designed with your frame and your weight in mind. Seniors need different clubs than juniors. Men need different clubs than women, and so on. If you're a decent golfer, definitely go for the modern technology. Get every advantage you can. The new equipment totally outperforms the old stuff. I've always liked Callaway, while Lee Rinker, head professional at Trump International Golf Club in Palm Beach, prefers TaylorMade. Good players can use forged irons, but the average person should use a perimeter-weighted iron. Also, make sure that the shaft flex matches your swing speed. The newest balls, particularly the ones made by Titleist and Callaway, are fantastic as well. These balls go forever when hit off a tee, but still have great feel in the short game. It's like having two balls for the price of one. The best furniture. The best furniture doesn't have a brand name. Furniture is as diverse as it comes, but I've noticed the brand names aren't consistent to one level of quality or taste. I never like all the pieces by one designer, and sometimes I'll find one incredible piece in a collection that otherwise leaves me uninspired. That's why I take so long to decide about certain pieces. One badly chosen item can ruin an entire room. Furniture is as important as lighting to a room, about which I'm equally demanding. I admire Mies van der Rohe very much, but I don't like sitting in his chairs. Furniture should be elegant, but it also needs to be comfortable. Whoever or whatever manufacturer can provide that combination will get my business. The best antiques. These come from high-end antique dealers. Collecting antiques is up there with collecting art, and I go for the most reputable dealer I can find. Sometimes there's a fine line between good-looking junk and the real thing, and a dealer will spare you wasted time and scams. The best credit card. The best credit cards are Visa and American Express. I even did a commercial for Visa, and American Express is a great tenant of mine at 40 Wall Street.